702.
The car feature.
It is time for the car feature, and today we're talking about tips for that big decision of reselling your car. Are you in a position where you're considering reselling your car? Get in touch with us and let us know what are the things you're considering, why you're reselling, and we will also share the very important tips to keep in mind when you are making this decision. Things to do to get a better price. Give us a call on 011-883-0702. As we chat to our guest head of My Way Blink, Keletso Mpisane. Keletso, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Lelebogile. Thanks for having me.
From lovers to reselling your car and letting go.
Listen,
breaking up.
You forgot all for one.
Yeah. You know, all for one. Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh. You're also part of that era, girl. I swear. Hey.
So,
by the moon and the stars.
Yes.
Ish, there we go. But let's talk about the beautiful love relationship that happens between a person and their car. And, yes, you know, with the economy doing what it's doing, some people are fortunate enough to be in positive spaces where they're upgrading, but many are not in that position. Some are looking to downsize, or others are like, ish, I just can't afford this car anymore.
Yes, you are right. Cyril's economy has been an interesting one to navigate life with. And absolutely, we need to be thinking about possibly holding on to our cars for a little bit longer. But for those of us that can't, you know, what are some of the things that we need to be considering when we are buying with the end in mind, you know, as well as for when we do consider letting our car go?
I love that we're starting at the beginning part, which is when you are buying a car, what to consider when it comes to reselling. Because if you aren't having that in mind, it might catch you a little bit later when you are in that position.
Yes, you're right. So I think, you know, it's not just about what you are paying for your car when you do get it. So looks are everything. Yes, we want to have the nicest looking car, but you also have to be a little bit practical about it, right? And like I was saying, having that end in mind is also something that's really, really helpful. So thinking about things like, what value am I going to get for my car when I do sell it down the line, whether it's, you know, a few years or also down the line, thinking about things like what brand am I buying, right? Because not all vehicles have a strong or a good trade-in value in the resale market. So thinking about things like that really just helps up front. And it also just helps you when you walk into the dealership floor to not be swayed by, you know, the good old salesman about buying something you actually haven't planned for.
Yes.
So thinking about that is really, really important, because then you're thinking about, okay, the next couple of years, what am I intending to obtain from that resale value?
And I'm thinking also, people need to take into consideration what kind of personality they have. I think I am unashamedly those people that I do not let a car go until it's like breaking down on me and it's over, you know. But with other people, they know that they want a new car every 2 years. So when one is thinking about those type of things before going to buy a car, would you advise that the kind of research they do is to see which cars are popularly on sale or which cars are high in demand, so that when you, if you do decide to resell, you're not going to have a problem getting rid of it? We had a caller on our car feature with Jacob Moshokwa, who was saying, you know, she wants to know how much she could get for her Peugeot. And she's like, no one will even offer her R1,000 for it. And she's absolutely struggling to get rid of this car.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So think about that. Think about that brand, right? So for some people, it really isn't about the resale value, but it's about enjoying a particular brand. Maybe, I mean, I grew up in a VW family. So my dad had the old school Beetle, that little blue, it was like a blue color. So
yes,
I'm a VW girl.
Yes.
I'm a German girl, you know, just because of that experience. But yes, absolutely. Think about the brand. Do a little bit of research around, if you were to resell a Peugeot in the market today, what would that trade-in value be? Think about the mileage as an example. And I also think considering, you know, having, when you think about the total cost of ownership, right? It's not just about the price you're going, and we talk about it all the time. It's not just about the price you're going to pay for the installment and paying back the bank, you know, on a month-to-month basis. But it's also about thinking about things like, you know, minor repair cover. So having scratch and dent cover, or, you know, the cover you need for when your tire and your rims go bust, for as an example. Things that we at MyWay Blink do offer. So I do think it's the holistic view. It is the insurance premium that you need to think about. And it's also about, if I am going to hold on to my vehicle, maybe it's better off paying just a small premium in insurance and a little bit of warranty cover and making sure that I can service my car rather than a massive cost of an installment that I cannot afford or won't be able to afford down the line. Like you were saying earlier, times are tough. So think about those things. Think about the brand. Think about the type of cover that you need for your vehicle. Think about the mileage that you drive, you know, on a given monthly basis. And those kind of things really help to make the right kind of decision.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start to touch on that little assessment one has to do for themselves to say, hey, is it time to sell this car, or is it time to see if I need to be getting rid of it or try something else? We take your calls on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
702. The Car Feature.
And it is Car Feature as we continue with Keletso Mpisane, head of MyWay Blink. We're chatting tips for that big decision of reselling your car, things to consider as well. And share with us your experiences and maybe mistakes that you made along the way when it came to reselling your car. Give us a call, 011-883-0702, and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. So Keletso, let us chat now about when a person needs to start assessing if they need to sell their car or not. I know some people go by the rule of just before the motor plan ends, get rid of the car.
Yes, so I think, you know, it is a preference thing, you know, in terms of what your plans are, right? So your financial status is obviously the first and most important thing. What can you and can't you afford? And then you can roll that decision back and say, given what I can and can't afford at this point in time, considering the total cost of ownership, which we always love to emphasize, it's not just about the premium you're going to be paying back to the bank, but it is the insurance premium that you're going to be paying. It is the credit shortfall that you need to be considering. You know, it is the minor repairs that you need to also consider. So can you afford what you are planning for moving forward? Number one. Number two, making that decision upfront before you walk into the dealership floor. Can you think about the options prior to you know, walking into the dealership floor or going online and starting to make your final decision? But also, if you think about the service history of your vehicle, making sure that you can still drive a little bit longer. You know, are your tires still strong and good? Is the overall health of your vehicle still sustainable? And if that's the case, hang on to your car a little bit longer if you can, and save a little bit more rands. And then make a decision about how then do you want to go about putting your vehicle up for sale. You know, do you want to go online? Do you want to go straight to a dealership and just do a trade-in value? Do you want to use it as a deposit? Do you have a deposit when considering, you know, your next purchase? But all of those things really play a pivotal role in considering the holistic financial status as well when considering reselling your car.
Do you think that some people find themselves in sort of a cycle of debt where they don't ever experience the feeling of paying off a car and then starting from scratch, where now you're kind of like stuck in a pot, balloon payment, then trying to change cars, and you sort of in continuous debt, if that makes sense?
Yes, I think we, in our, particularly in, you know, in our generation of working class, having a car is almost a sense of I've arrived, right? And so, you know, we take the car and everybody has to see, and then we celebrate around the fact that, oh my goodness, you've bought a new, you know, whatever the vehicle or the car is. So there is a sense of wanting to drive really good cars because there's a sense of status that is linked to it. And I don't think that's a good thing. You know, it's not a good thing because it is a societal sort of norm that we've adjusted to, and we need to change that. So we do have, an issue generally in our society where, you know, changing cars is a regular thing. I do want to encourage, you know, our working young people to rethink that value. Do we dream of having, I don't know, a Merc? I know I do, you know. We do have dreams and things that we aspire to, but baby steps can get us there. And slow steps, particularly to ensure that we can be in good financial standing to afford what we are looking for and what we are working towards. Because anything can happen on the road. And the one thing you want to make sure is that you'll be able to repay the debt, number one. And number two, you'll be able to replace the value of what you have lost. So I do think we need to consider, you know, how we link status to the type of cars that we drive. And the older you get, the more you realize it actually doesn't matter. You know, it's just a car. It's just a vehicle.
It is difficult, you know, getting out of that mindset because looking at our history and where we come from, it is so important. We celebrate, you know, there's a conversation that happens online to say every time a person's celebrating with a ribbon on their car, you're actually celebrating debt. You know, it's not often that a person's buying their car cash, but we know where it comes from. And yes, because so many people are not able to afford like we used to, it should not be that kind of a celebration. Paula says, great topic. Cars are a depreciating asset. Buy a car to get from A to B that is reliable. Save your money in appreciating assets. And hopefully we will reach that point, the many of us, and I mean as a whole, as a community, as South Africans. Let's take a listen to some of your voice notes coming through on 0727021702.
Hey, Rulibogile, thank you for a fantastic show. I'm actually in the market for a brand new vehicle. I'm looking to trade in my current car. And so it's really important when you are thinking about this to not rush, to not put yourself under pressure, to look at your affordability, to look at your credit score if you're looking to finance it, to see how much you're still owing on your current vehicle, to look at things like, you know, if the maintenance plan is coming to an end, how much is it to extend, you know, to do all of those things. One of the things I came across as an example is the vehicle I'm interested in is a VW Polo GTI, and it's actually cheaper to buy a brand new one than to buy a secondhand one. And these are the things that you discover if you spend some time doing a little bit of some research. Thanks for the great show.
Hi, I've got a question for your guest. The Chinese brands are flooding the markets, and these vehicles, they look beautiful, they're fully spec'd, and they're very affordable. So my question is, do we have enough data available to know what the trade and retail values of these vehicles will be in the future? Will they just drop like your guest said, the Peugeot? Thank you, bye.
Ooh, interesting ones there. Let's start with the first comment about doing the research that sometimes the brand new vehicle was actually cheaper than the secondhand one.
Good comments. Yes, absolutely. The research is so important. Do the research, ask, go to different dealerships, you know, go online and compare mileage of the same vehicle that is, you know, a secondhand, maybe of an older model versus a brand new vehicle. It does happen, but really, really important to just sit back and spend a bit of time doing the research. You know, have a piece of paper where you've got all your comparisons and you write everything down to be able to make an informed long-term decision. Really, really important to, you know, to ask. There's absolutely nothing wrong. In fact, do that more than not. And then, you know, you're in a safe space to make the right decision of buying, whether you're buying brand new or secondhand. You know, secondhand cars or the secondhand market has some really, really good vehicles that have great longevity. You know, I drive a secondhand car that's been really, really good to me. I've paid it off, and, you know, it's a good car. So doing the research, really, really important.
And then any thoughts on all the Chinese, Asian vehicles, these new brands that are all over, just in terms of where they'll be in the future? Is that data yet available or not?
So that's actually a really good question, because it happens quite often, or there's certain cycles where this happens, where we'll have new brands or we'll have existing brands that come out with new models that have not been really fully tested. Or when I say tested, I mean, haven't really been driven worldwide. The best thing to advise is wait for the data. Mm. It does take a bit of a while for us to know, how a particular vehicle is performing. Sometimes we find there was a brand a few years ago. They went out on the market not having a service plan for the vehicles, but some dealerships were selling the service plan as part of the overall cost of sale, and then they changed it along the way, and then they stopped selling the vehicle for a period. You do need to wait for a while. Just wait a little bit. That would be my advice, just to wait a little bit, get a sense of what the market is doing, and again, do the research, speak to the different dealerships and get a sense of what is happening and what the data is suggesting. That's on the more precautionary side.
Get a little,
but the only way that we really know is if people do have the cars.
Thank you so much. We're gonna have to leave it there. Get a little Mpisani, thank you.